Welcome to this week's episode of Rocky Mountain Marketing. I'm Katie Brinkley, and you're listening to the premier podcast for business owners ready to elevate their influence and impact in the industry. Have you ever wondered how digital marketing can revolutionize your business? Well, with two decades of experience empowering business leaders, consultants, and coaches, I understand the transformative power of digital marketing. Today, we're not just discussing strategies, we're crafting your digital legacy. In each episode, we'll dissect the trends, strategies, and insights that are shaping the future of marketing. You'll walk away with actionable knowledge to thrust your business forward and stories of local enterprises making a global impact. Are you ready to turn insights into action? Let's jump into today's episode of Rocky Mountain Marketing and start shaping your legacy. Welcome back to this week's episode of Rocky Mountain Marketing. We all love Facebook ads, right? They're so much fun to do. They're so easy. Wait a second. No, that's not really how it works. But what if I could bring someone in that could make it easy, that could give us all of the answers to what Meta really wants us to be doing so that we can see success with our ad dollars on Facebook? Well, that's what I did today. I brought in somebody who has an amazing membership. It's called Swift Kick in the Ads Membership. She has a Facebook Ads Bootcamp. She is a Meta lead trainer and regularly presents on behalf of Meta. I'm talking about Amanda Robinson. She and I have been running around in the same circles for, I want to say, like maybe the past 3 years now. And we run into each other at a lot of events. We're Facebook friends. I see all of her pictures. But we've never really had the opportunity to sit down and talk ads. And so I invited Amanda to join me on Rocky Mountain Marketing today so that we can learn what we should be doing with our ads budget. And do ads really even still work on social media? We're hearing about 30% surcharges if you're doing ads over from your iPhone, and no, now there's Apple privacy restrictions and there's discrimination that you can't do. So should we even be spending time with Facebook ads? Well, like I said, Amanda is here to shed some light on the whole Facebook ads topic. Amanda, the digital gal, thank you so much for joining me today.
Katie, thank you for having me. And even hearing your description is getting me lit up and excited. I'm like, yes, ads are still are relevant. Yes, you can get success. Yes, even with the changes, there are ways around all of this. I love geeking out and speaking on everything Facebook ads. And when you reached out and asked me if I wanted to come on here and chat with you about it, the answer was an absolute yes.
Oh, you're the best. I'm so glad you get excited over ads because I don't.
That is normal. That's the normal response. This is the abnormal response on my side.
Well, and I mean, you're an author, you're an international speaker. Like I said with your intro, you speak on behalf of Meta. So really, you know what Meta wants us to do when it comes to running ads on these platforms. I say these, I mean, Facebook and Instagram, but with our ads budgets on the Meta platforms. Before we dive into all of the ads topics, just tell us really quickly what drew you into doing Facebook ads? Because like I said, it's not really the sexiest part of social media.
We'll make a long story short and we'll say that I've been doing this since Facebook ads were a thing. And it was started as a curiosity and working in a small local community, trying to sell tickets for a theater show. And rather than just posting the poster on Facebook, I was like, hey, what does this do? If we click this, sold out show. In my eyes, it was like a license to print money. It was incredible. And I couldn't understand why everybody didn't get on board and do this. It was easy at the time to encourage people to get on board, use Facebook ads, see all the success they could get out of it. But little did I know, fast forward all these years, that over time it would get a little more complicated, a little more complex. The system would grow and change. Business would really dive directly into the digital age. Here we are. So now over time, I didn't really choose this as a career. It sort of organically developed this way based on my curiosities and based on my love for helping small businesses and merging the two of them. I had a lot of success early on in my career, and then I just happened to have been really sticking with it through all of the rough patches and all of the tough times and growing with the platform. So I have a really deep understanding of the platform, deep understanding of ads, how they work. And I have years and years, a decade worth of hands-on experience with small business owners in pretty much every single ad scenario you could imagine. Through that, I can help make it easier for businesses who find this stuff really difficult.
Well, and Amanda, I think that that's what makes me so excited to have you on, because one, you have your membership. So what we're going to be talking about today, you help people with on a regular basis for the people that want to DIY it. Now, if they want to just be like, look, lady, you know your stuff, like, can you help me do it? You know, that's a whole different conversation. But for people that want to learn how to use Facebook to grow their reach, to grow their businesses, like you said, to print money, there's a number of things that need to happen. Things have evolved and changed since you started this a decade ago, when we could very easily get our message in front of our ideal clients and customers. So talk to us just really quickly about how things have changed over the past decade, because I know that there's, like I said in your introduction, there's 30% surcharges if you try and, well, it's boosting. But I mean, there's a number of things that have changed with Facebook ads that has made it a little bit trickier. You need to have a strong understanding of what the platform says is okay to do and not okay to do if you want to have success.
Back in the day, back in my day, you could literally hit a button, throw $25 on a post, and see wild success come out of it. Over time, the platform has become more popular, you have more users, you have more advertisers, and then you have other platforms popping up all over the map, and everybody is using the currency of attention span. Attention span is not cheap and it's not easy to maintain, but it's more competitive. And over time, the tools have evolved. So we've gone to a point where we can go beyond the boost button. It's not just clicking a button, putting some money on it, closing our eyes and going, did it work? I don't know. So now, in order to make Facebook ads successful for you, I really suggest four fundamental pieces, components, these four pillars. If you throw your hands up in the air and say, Facebook ads don't work for me, I assure you they can, and it comes down to one of these four pillars. Number one, instead of just hitting that boost post button, learn how to use Meta's tools like Business Suite and creating using Ads Manager. That puts you in the driver's seat of using your ad budget as efficiently as possible without it bleeding out in areas that you didn't expect. Number two is your audiences and targeting. That's changed over time. We used to have so much power at our fingertips with how hyper-targeted we could get with the behaviors and interest-based targeting that Meta provides. Now it has completely shifted with the evolution of AI. Meta's AI can do a lot of that heavy lifting for us, and our targeting abilities have changed. So understanding your target market, understanding how to use Meta's tools regarding targeting and how to build and grow an audience of followers is going to be a huge key to your success on the platform. Number three, budgets and strategy. If you have too big of a budget and too weak of a strategy, it's not going to work for you. If you have too small of a budget and you want the Cadillac strategy to do it all, it's also not going to happen. So just making sure you can start on the platform with any budget that you want. You could go as little as a dollar a day if you wanted to. You could show up with $35 and say, that's all I want to spend right now. And you could still make these work for you, but you have to manage your expectations and make sure the strategy that you're implementing matches and corresponds to the budget that you're using. And then the fourth and final pillar is, okay, you ran some ads. Now we need the ability to go back and look at the results and say, hey, did that work or did it not work? Versus what most business owners do, because they don't understand how to interpret the data. They run the ad and then they close their eyes and go, I don't know if it worked, but let's do it again. And they throw more money on it, hoping it's going to change, but you haven't learned from what the information and data is telling you. So just to summarize that, create using Ads Manager, understand your audiences and targeting, understand your budget and strategy, and learn how to read the results. And when you have all four of those pillars working like an ecosystem in harmony with each other, then you really can grow your success on the platform. And when you throw your hands up and say, Facebook ads don't work for me, usually we can diagnose one of those areas, if not a few of those areas that could use a little TLC. And that's where something like Swift Kick in the Ads helps, where a business owner can come on, they can get on camera once a week with our office hours and ask real questions and do a screen share and get unsnagged and unstuck and keep themselves moving forward.
Amanda, you said gone are the days of being like, all right, I'm going to boost this post for $25 and I see success. It's true. I mean, there's so many. We were actually talking about a conference that you and I have attended regularly before we hit record here. And we were both talking about, like, it's interesting to see the faces that show up at this conference every year. But I think that a lot of the people that are attending said conference are getting more savvy when it comes to things like boosting and Facebook ads. Because I remember 2 years ago, somebody at the end of an advanced Facebook ads session, somebody got up to the microphone and said, now, how much should I boost a post for? The person that was presenting was talking all about the Meta Business Suite and Meta Ads Manager and all that. And she didn't even talk about, you know, boosting posts. I think it's really confusing for people who are new to Facebook ads with this boost feature that they shouldn't use it and that it really is not going to help them to the best of its abilities, right?
Well,
perfect. So one, why does Meta still have that option? And two, what are your thoughts on that? So let's hear it.
All right. So I'm going to throw you for a little bit of a loop here. Boosting posts is okay. It is okay to use the boost post feature. It is not going to hurt you. It's a great way to get started using ads. I call them the training wheels of using Facebook ads. So rather than, you know, throwing you on a bicycle if you've never been on one before and say, okay, go run a mountain biking race like the rest of us, you're probably not going to see a lot of success taking that approach, and it can be very frustrating and you're going to have some scrapes and bruises along the way. Whereas if you start with boosting a post, then that's going to get you as an advertiser used to the concept of, if I put dollars into this, then how does that impact some results? How does that get that in front of more eyeballs? And then you can start asking yourself, well, did I get that in front of the right people? Okay, now let's look at targeting. Ooh, that worked really well. Can I spend a little more money next time? So it gets you a little more warmed up and a little more comfortable with the concept of putting money onto some content, having that content turn into an ad and getting results from that. There's nothing wrong with boosting a post. Where you need to start outgrowing those training wheels is when it becomes a little more habitual that all you're doing is boosting posts and you're starting to spend more regularly on the platform. That's when I would suggest it's time to graduate you, take off those training wheels, get you over into Ads Manager, where you have more control over all of the different features. So for example, let's pretend that if you, this is very hypothetical, by the way. Say you put $100 into your boosted posts across an entire month. And let's just say that not all $100 of those, not 100% airtight. Some of those dollars are going to be hitting the wrong people, or some of those dollars aren't really serving you as best as they could. So let's just say, imagine if only 60 out of those $100 were hitting your ideal people with the right message in the right time and the right content. Now imagine moving over into Ads Manager, learning how to use that more robust tool and making 100 out of your $100, hitting the right people and doing the heavy lifting for you. If you're a small business owner, spending those dollars efficiently and not letting any of it go to waste is critical. So yeah, there is a learning curve to getting off the boost post button and getting into Ads Manager. But if you don't have a lot of budget to experiment with, then you need to run lean, you need to operate a tight ship, and you need to learn how to use these tools to the best of your abilities.
I love that answer so much because it allows us as business owners to feel like we do have a little bit of control over giving money to something that we should be getting results from for free. I guess, what are your thoughts when it comes to organic social media? Do you think that businesses can actually thrive and succeed using social media as a marketing tool without having any sort of ad budget if they want to get inbound leads and not just have brand awareness?
Organic social is not dead. it absolutely can be done. But again, we're playing with attention spans. If you happen to be naturally talented, naturally gifted at creating very engaging content, then you can achieve the same, if not better results than someone who is doing advertising. Where we run into issues is not all people representing their business online are savants when it comes to creating scroll-stopping content. There's a learning curve to it. Where using ads helps you is it basically helps bump you to the front of the line, get you in front of more eyeballs without having to play the algorithm game. But it's not necessarily creating a pay-to-play environment, but it's giving you the opportunity to get your content seen in front of more people, and that feedback loop of how those results perform for you, you spent money on that, helps you as an advertiser understand, okay, next time we're going to create content a little differently. I'll give you an example. Working with a construction company right now. When I first started working with this construction company, I know nothing about construction. I don't know anything about renovations. I don't know what people respond to on Facebook regarding content on, do we put out blogs? Do we put out portfolios? Do before and afters perform well? Do people want to see bathroom renos? Do they want to see kitchen renos? What works? By putting out that content, just putting everything out there, pushing it and pulling it with some ad dollars here and there, we're able to see very quickly based on the results coming back in that, all right, kitchen renos take the cake over bathroom renos. Before and afters will just eclipse all of the content. So understanding that, okay, that's how the content performs. Now we can make our marketing dollars more efficient. If we tried to do all of that organically, we'd be 3 years in and still not have answers on all of that. So that's an example of how advertising dollars can help skip you ahead faster and get you calibrating your results a little bit better. But quite honestly, when it comes to working with clients, I won't work with a client who isn't already doing organic on their socials. If you aren't performing, if you have nothing organically happening on your Facebook page, you're not ready to spend money on ad dollars at the level of a client that I would be taking on. I need that organic performing in order for your ads to perform at the peak competition level they possibly could. So if you've got crickets, nothing going on your Facebook page, and you're dumping money on ads, they're probably not performing as efficiently as they could for you.
I guess having some sort of organic on your social, like you said, you're not even going to come in and be like, yeah, let's go. Here's $1 million, Amanda, go and like spend it however you want to bring clients in. You could, but I definitely feel like there is something to be said about the social proof, not even from seeing what works and what doesn't work, but anybody that then wants to click on your name and be like, well, wait, who is this digital gal that's trying to sell me Swift kick in the ads? Like, why would I want, I don't know who she is. Click on your name and now they can see like, oh, well, this is all that she's posted about. She's a real business. She's really smart. Of course, here's my money. Take it. Don't you feel like that kind of helps with the, yeah, like having that organic background and just for the social proof that you are a real company?
For social proof, absolutely. I'm looking at it more from an algorithm standpoint that if your content can't perform organically, it's not going to perform very well in ads regardless. When your ads are performing, they're going into an auction and you're competing against other advertisers who are also competing for the same audience that you're going after. The quality of your content isn't up to par or as good, if not better than your competitors, then you're going to lose in that auction. You're not going to get premium placements for your ads. You're not going to be seen by as many people, and it's going to cost you double, triple, quadruple what it costs your competition to get in front of those exact same people. If you are doing organic and you're doing organic well, that's going to help inform what content you're going to be using for your ads to help you compete. So that's one angle of it. The other angle of it is, yes, the social proof absolutely does help. It really does from a standpoint of growing your warm audiences, engaging people, getting people to interact with your content consistently. Because once they're interacting with your content consistently, you don't have to keep paying ad dollars for your content to be seen by them. It's going to happen organically. But one thing I do want to say, if you are a small business owner out there, the one thing I don't want you to worry about is how many followers you have. I'd be more concerned about if you are posting content regularly on your Facebook page and you have no reactions to those posts whatsoever, stop posting that content. Change up what you're doing. But if you post a piece of content and you get, you know, 5, 10, 15, 25 likes or reactions or some comments on that content, yes, keep doing that. Focus on that. It doesn't matter how many followers you have, because once you start understanding what content is performing well for you, and then you start layering some ad spend on top of that, you could have 300 followers, but you could be reaching 35,000 people consistently every single week with your highly targeted ads that are getting engagement, that are driving this whole momentum forward.
Louder for the people in the back. Yes, it is so true. It's such a hard metric to connect with, you know, and I tell people this all the time. I have followers on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn. People come, people go, like, it's fine. I am so connected to my email list. God, when someone unsubscribes, like, it feels like a personal attack. And I know I need to remove myself from that. It's the same with social media. Do not get attached to that follower number. Just create the content that's building your community. Like you said, if you're getting 5 likes, 10 likes, comments, your community is responding to that type of content. I absolutely love that, Amanda. So if someone is listening right now and they say, this is amazing, I tried ads in the past and I thought that they didn't work for me. Maybe I just wasn't doing it right. If someone's ready to dive into doing some Facebook ads once again, and whether it is with the Boost or if they're going into Ads Manager, what would be like steps 1, 2, and 3 that you would recommend that they do? I'm sure you talk about this when you're Swift kicking the ads membership, but if they're like, all right, when I'm pulling over from driving here, listening to this episode, I'm walking into the office and I'm going to get some ads going with Amanda's recommendations, what would they be?
Start slow. Start slow, spend very little to start, and just start getting comfortable on the platform. Manage those expectations. That's ultimately, before just getting into the tactics of here, go here, click here, create an ad, and this is going to be your key to success. It's more about you understanding how to manage your own expectations. For example, when you first start with ads, if you haven't been advertising at all over the past year, we're going to pretend you're starting completely fresh. Everything has changed. The platform has changed. The tactics have changed. You're basically starting fresh. When you go into this, focus on different metrics, different KPIs, month 1, 2, and 3. So if you're trying to make sales in the end, when you start on the platform and start advertising, our goal is not going to be sales because you have no audience built up. So let's manage those expectations. Start small. Month 1, let's just rank our success based on how many people did we reach. And of those people that we are reaching, are they engaging with our content? So that's month 1. Then month 2, set yourself a new goal and say, okay, month 2, are we getting those people to engage? Are we getting them to click to go to our website? Can we get them to click and fill out a form or download a lead magnet? So that would be a good kind of metric for month 2. And then month 3, then, okay, now that we have a warm audience of people built up who are engaging with us, now we can start trying to push these people into opportunities that they might be interested in for sales or doing business with us. So if you start on the platform today and you're like, yes, Amanda said that Facebook ads can work for me and I don't have to spend a lot of money. I'm going on the platform, I'm boosting that post and nothing happened. Let's manage those expectations. It's going to take time. It takes time for you to use the content, use the advertising tools, learn from the information that you're receiving back in the reporting to understand, did this work? Did it not? Let's continue to carve out our path with content to be able to serve people with what they're asking for, not with what we want to put in front of them, but with what they need. And then once you're starting to hone in your craft on your content, then you can start getting more strategic with your advertising, your budget, and then eventually you can lead them into sales. Some people on this platform are selling something that all of us need. I don't know, for example, I don't know, whatever. If you're selling something that everybody in the planet uses, you're going to have an easier time making sales on the platform from day 1 to 30. If you are a coach selling a $5,000 program that has 6 month to a 1 year lead time of warming people up, you're not going to make sales overnight on the platform. So managing your expectations is probably the top priority, and just getting comfortable with the tools. Get in there, start using it. Set yourself a budget of how much you want to spend in a month. If $35 in a month is your comfort level, cool. If $500 in a month is your comfort level, cool. But decide how much you want to spend every month and start spending it consistently. So go and put $35 on a piece of content, spend that, stop, reevaluate. Then the next following month, go and spend $35 again and keep implementing changes. Over time, it will get easier, but start today and learn the tools, stay current with the tools. It will get easier. And if you're questioning this, I have clients from all around the world who are having success on the platform. Facebook advertising is not dead. There are people who are driving business based on this, who are making great success within the platform. But it's those people who have been consistent and those people who have taken the time to experiment and grow with the platform and grow with it at their own pace versus people who are doing the start, stop, start, stop, start, stop. This didn't work for me. So that was a very long answer to your question, Katie.
So, well, Amanda, I guess one final question that I have on, I love how you said selling a razor on social media versus selling a $5,000 course. If no one's heard from you, like I have an okay follower, but not enough for me to be like going out there and be like, all right, I'm going to go and sell 500 of these $5,000 courses. That's kind of shooting for the moon. I probably would have to spend like $100,000 in order to make $100,000. I love that you said manage your expectations. If you do have a higher ticket item and it is something that's pretty niche or you have a smaller audience that's going to want your high ticket item, do you recommend that you have like a 3-month window that you're going to be warming people up, letting them know more about you and then asking for the sell? You can't just come in hot, right?
Can't. I've seen that succeed in rare occasions. When it comes to high ticket items and things that take a longer lead time, I want you to look at Facebook ads as one tool in your marketing toolbox. It's just one tool. It's one piece of the whole puzzle. It's a wonderful tool and it is very good at attracting prospective clients and getting your name out there, getting seen in front of a lot of people. So it's a really good top of the funnel tool. There are people out there who have online funnels that are so dialed in that they can lead people directly through this whole process, start to finish, and have it dialed into exactly how many days it takes for all of this to happen. 99% of us aren't that, okay? So it takes time. It's one tool in all of your marketing. So Facebook ads might be the thing that tee up making that first introduction to get people to know who you are. And then from there, maybe Facebook ads transfer them to getting on your email list. And then your email marketing can take over the heavy lifting from there. Or you get them into a webinar and then they get into your other marketing systems from there. Or Facebook ads introduces you to them. And then over time you get on a one-on-one Zoom call with them and then your other marketing takes over. So it's one piece. It's one tool in the whole marketing landscape. And the more dialed in you are with your digital marketing tools and systems, the bigger part that Facebook ads can play. But for a lot of businesses that aren't operating at that level, ads are just one tool in your whole marketing toolbox. Until you start getting hands-on with it, you'll understand where it fits once you start going with it.
And I love that you said to figure out a budget that you can stick with for a duration of time and just keep testing to see what's working and growing from there. It can be 35, it could be 500, it could be 5,000, whatever it is that best suits you in your business. But the key, just like organic social, is consistency. Well, Amanda, we've talked about Swift Kick in the ads a couple times now. If people are listening and they're like, I've been wanting to do ads, but I just have not known how to do it. This sounds like a perfect option for me. What's the best way for people to sign up for this membership? Best way for people to continue learning from you? Where can we find you? Obviously on Facebook, but where can we find you speaking? Where should people go?
So you're going to want to head over to my website, thedigitalgal.com, or follow me anywhere on all the socials at thedigitalgal. And if you are interested in signing up for Swift Kick in the Ads, it comes with monthly live trainings. We have a closed Facebook group where you can ask all of your questions. And we have weekly office hours where you can get on Zoom with me and we go through everything, any questions that you have, we can screen share and we can work through it together. There are a lot of, I call them ads kickers. There are a lot of ads kickers who will come on office hours without questions and they just sit and they learn from what other people are encountering. We also have the Facebook Ads Bootcamp that's included with that. I rerun this bootcamp 4 times a year. It's the exact same thing. We follow the same format of learning how to do ads with Ads Manager, learning your audiences and targeting, your budget and strategy, and your reporting. I repeat this. I've been doing this for over 6 years. I repeat it every 3 months. We do it 4 times a year. Why? Because the platform changes all the time. So this is your way to learn the foundations of Facebook ads, learn how to get started using Ads Manager and get started creating your own strategy, all of the lovely things from the foundational perspective. And the platform changes all the time. I make sure that you are always kept up to date, always. If you have an interest in that, learning how to DIY your own ads, consider joining SwiftKick in the Ads. It is built for small business owners on a tight budget. It doesn't cost very much, and it gives you access to a real human and real answers to help get you moving forward.
Well, I feel a real human that has, I don't know, kind of an inside track to what Meta wants and what Meta's favoring. You being the Meta trainer, you kind of are on the inside track with everything. Amanda, this has been such a great conversation. I feel like we've only touched the surface when it comes to Facebook ads. There's so much more that's involved in it, but they do work. With my company, we focus mostly on organic social now. We've moved away from ads because it is so robust. Like, if you want to do it the right way, you need to give it time and attention. And I definitely feel like your memberships is a great way for people to get started with it and, you know, learn the ins and outs so that they can see some success from social media, because it's so much more effective. I mean, like $35 a month, $500 a month, whatever it is, it's still cheaper than buying a billboard and hoping that the right person drives by. So exactly. Thank you again so much for joining me on this week's episode of Rocky Mountain Marketing.
Thank you, Katie. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of Rocky Mountain Marketing. I hope you're leaving with valuable insights and the inspiration to lead your market. If you've enjoyed our time together and found today's podcast episode useful, I have a small favor to ask of you. Please hit that subscribe button to stay updated with the latest episodes. And if you know someone who could benefit from these episodes, maybe a fellow business leader or an aspiring entrepreneur, go ahead and share this episode with them. Let's spread the knowledge and grow together. Also, I'd love to hear from you and continue the conversation beyond the podcast. Visit me at katiebrinkley.com to connect, to find more resources, or just to share your journey. And be sure to pick up your copy of my new book, The Social Shift, at katiebrinkley.com/book. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm Katie Brinkley, and I can't wait to dive into more strategies and stories with you on the next episode of Rocky Mountain Marketing. Let's keep on taking your marketing to new heights.